Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio. I got one ear on and one ear on.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, everyone. Few things to announce before the show. There's still tickets available for the last week of Fringe. So, if you want to see this show or some of our sister shows before we chuff off to the UK, just head to sanspantsradio.com/live to grab your tickets now. Book for two or more shows and get a hot 25% off. And speaking of the UK, we're also happy to announce that we're doing a sneaky late-night show at the Soho Theatre in London on the 14th of October, just after RTX. Once again, just head to sanspantsradio.com/live and grab your tickets. Also, we still have seats available for our Birmingham and our Belfast shows, so head there, grab some tickets for those as well. Now, in more D&D news, we're part of the Podcast of Annihilation from Wizards of the Coast, which is coming out on the Dungeon Delve RSS feed. Listen now to the Taking Initiative podcast to hear Zaman and Adam and Not Me play Tabaxi Rogue Brothers, and then, on the 22nd, have a listen to the first episode of our next campaign, Annihilation Now, of which I am in and I'm great. To find out more about all the other podcasts taking part, just head to dnd.wizards.com/POA. Now enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to episode 2 of The Last Queen of Blue Beach, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. Previously,
you three are in a tavern at the edge of where modern day Blue Beach begins and where Candor proper begins.
My name is Old Ma'am, and I'm a very old woman. I'm on in age and years.
Ex-military, he did his time in the trenches, but now, you know, he's getting on in life and retired. Maybe he suffers from a magic missile malaise.
Hello, my name is Not a Boy Cocknoggin, but you can call me Noddy.
Not a boy?
Not a boy Cocknoggin?
Not a boy or not a boy?
Oh, look, it depends on your pronunciation.
And Pierre insists that if he's going to pay that goddamn much for cordial, name it what it actually is.
It was just nice to see somebody experiencing joy.
The impression you gave me was that you had not had it.
Maybe
Pierre goes red in the face.
Maybe Pierre...
The world begins shaking, Zamet.
He gestures towards the thick crowd in his tavern. I wish it could happen every week.
Oh.
Noddy, the slumped rider on his horse approaches you.
Do I have the option to stop them?
No, you immediately go into the toilet, sit down. You hear the galloping go past. It's a whole thing, unfortunately. No, you can stop if you want, obviously.
No, can I stop the horse?
Oh! I thought you were like, can I stop nature's call ladder?
Just clench up.
No, you can't.
Just
can't be done.
The,
just can't be
pelvic
done.
Floor muscles.
I feel like it's bad for you when you stop. It's the best part.
It's not great.
That got you good.
Fucking destroy me.
Why did you think I meant nature's call? You're talking about a horse running.
Well, the thing I was saying you were doing was crossing the street. So when you're like, I suppose there was, you know, the horse description in between. But when you're like, can I stop? Because I described you as walking across the street. I'm like, well, of course you can.
Oh, I feel like I'm blushing.
Yeah, you can stop the horse as it rides past. It's going at full speed, but you grab the reins as they come past, and you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa.
You can barely hear the horse panting over the tavern. The doors are open and out of the windows. There's light flooding, but there's also music and the sounds of merriment. It's quite loud over the night, and it's hard to hear anything else from the, you know, when you walk away from, there's like a party going on, a really loud party, and you walk outside, you that sort of thing. Yeah, you can still hear the party quite loudly.
They're going to keep it up.
At this range, you can see the rider slumped forward over the horse has three arrows sticking out of his back. The rider looks at you with bloodshot eyes, and he tries to open his mouth, but all that comes out is blood.
Friend, are you hurt? Friend, you're so obviously hurt.
He reaches out and tries to grab you with a gloved hand. He can't form. He's like, his limbs are so weak, he can't properly grasp you, though.
You do have spells, by the way.
I totally have spells. Yeah. I'm magical.
You are. If any of them are helpful. Shocking grasp.
You can heal, I'm pretty sure.
Mending?
No, that's for objects.
Cure wounds.
No sooner has it occurred to you to cast the spell Cure Wounds.
Maybe we've all been drinking a little bit.
Begin fumbling with maybe some magic reagents or something like that. But as you bring them up, the rider breathes his last.
Oh, no. Survivor's guilt.
Damn.
You just saw a man die.
That's not good.
This is going to make such a good song.
And then you go to the toilet. Because you couldn't stop yourself, like I said.
I've pissed in the street.
You piss on the horse.
As he breathes his last breath, I go, oh, and just piss everything.
Just let go.
I don't do that. I'd like to make it clear I didn't do that. So hang on. No, so I try and mend the man. I try and mend him. I try and fix him.
You try to get him off the horse. It's a slow, tender thing. As you get him off, you can feel he's wearing common clothes, but when you shift his weight, you can immediately tell that underneath those common clothes, he has light armor. And sure enough, when his shirt comes a little undone, just naturally, you see rows of chainmail underneath. Mm. The rider also has a bow slung in a pack on the horse and a sword at the side of the horse. You don't really inspect those because you're more concerned with the guy. You put the rider underneath the rider's arm around your shoulder and begin hoisting him such that you can carry him towards the tavern, I assume?
Yes. I don't know what I will help this. He's dead, but I will bring him in.
All right. You lead the horse behind you as well and just quickly throw its lead over the binding. The stile to keep the horse in place. You burst in through the doors into the tavern. Everything stops when Noddy comes in with a slumped figure.
I like to imagine I was mid-dance with a really young guy. But I'll rush over to the fella.
Definitely rush over.
Check to see what's wrong with him.
By the way, I want to change my age to 35 and my description as waspy.
How old were you before?
47.
47? You're 35 now?
Yes.
So presumably you didn't participate in the war 30 years
ago. No, not at all. Probably in that Goldcrest one you're talking about, yes.
Sure. It was a sort of a minor border skirmish, but blows were exchanged and people did die.
They did. They did.
I imagine you in like a silk shirt, high-waisted pants.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
kind of a bit tight
blonde hair back in a ponytail.
I was thinking more like bottle red.
Oh. Mm.
You know, I'm thinking like very, you know, like mutton dressed as lamb.
Yeah. And I can't help but imagine you, Noddy, as having a really like black hair and a widow's peak.
Oh, God, yeah. Points to where the ideas come from.
Petra and old ma'am, the ailments afflicting this man become immediately apparent to you. He is dead.
Killed him, though?
He has three arrows sticking out of his back.
If I had to make a very quick guess, I'd say the three arrows got this unfortunate man. Can I check for insignias? Where's it from?
In the light, when you take off his shirt and inspect his armor underneath, you find that he has the official insignia of the House of Blue Beach, the Queen's Queen's insignia.
Wait, is anything notable?
Do I know him?
Probably not. This is a royal soldier.
Okay, then. The arrows, are they like, say,
check the arrows.
Are they...
The arrows have a black fletching. Okay. The arrows have a black fletching. Some sort of black feather is used in these arrows. Mm. When you pull them out, you inspect them, and you find poison upon their tips.
Mm, he's been poisoned. Definitely an assassin.
Potentially.
Any enemy of the state? I mean,
Searching the man, he has a dagger in his boot. You pull the dagger out, and it's rich red with blood. Presumably not his, but maybe his assailant's.
How fresh is the blood?
Quite fresh. It's still warm.
Well, he got somebody.
I'd like to just scurry out into the night. Mm.
Can't be far from here. We got to go and
you pass the man's horse. The horse also has an insignia blazed on the side of its saddle.
Where did the horse come from?
Out yonder.
Let's just Okay.
Away with me.
Let's just go out yonder. I'm going to quickly tell maybe like Pierre or someone. Just like
people start panicking a little bit.
Everyone,
Pierre
everybody?
Starts hushing everyone into their rooms.
Yes, everyone calm down. We've got this covered. Is there anyone in the town that would have help us out here? Like the town. Well, it's not a town, is it?
This is just a tavern on the road.
Yes. Don't worry. Hi, I'm Petra, former military. We've got this sorted.
I'd like to... What's the insignia of the horse?
Full PTA, Mum.
It's also
everyone,
the...
Sit down.
Everyone,
Everyone, just push. Okay, we've got this covered. Me, old ma'am, you know old ma'am. She's lovely. She's the town heel. You all know her. And, of course, not a boy here. We've got this covered, so everyone just calm down.
A dwarf waddles forward. He hitches up his belt as he approaches you, and you can see he's got, an axe sheathed on the... poking out of the belt. I might be of some assistance to you. My name is Felic. I was a town guard back in my hometown.
Do you know this man?
I don't, but I'd like to offer my assistance.
All right, and of course, Felic, you're more than welcome to come along. Let's go.
The four of you step outside. Like I said, the horse has the insignia blazed on its saddle. The insignia is of the Blue Beach royalty.
Okay.
It's a fish leaping out of water over the sun rising out of the water as well.
Hmm. Can I see the trail of where the horse came from?
Yeah, you go inspect where Noddy stopped the horse. There's a... Ooh. Yeah, in the ground, or on the ground, there's a satchel that must have come loose when the horse was stopped.
Okay, I'll open up that satchel, see what's inside.
In the satchel is a handkerchief, which you pull out, and a sealed letter.
Oh.
The letter is sealed with a marking that you probably don't know.
Bloody mystery in the middle of the night.
Yeah, none of you are able to place the seal. It's a... some squiggly lines around a circle with some, it looks like maybe arcane symbols or something like that.
Right.
The handkerchief, when you fold it out, has a weird pattern sewn into it.
Weird how? Just like a...
It's just like many different squiggly lines.
Is it maybe code?
A code.
Perhaps. It's hard to tell. It doesn't look like words. It looks like...
map.
Looks like symbols.
Perhaps. I want to cast detect magic.
Or actually, you know what? You say map, it was originally going to be a secret, but yes, it looks like a map, in fact.
Well, good done, not a boy.
Spill.
It does look like a map sewn into the handkerchief.
Noddy's a good boy.
how do we feel about cracking open this letter, seeing what's inside?
Well, I mean, of course. I mean, I don't want to have to rush into battle over that way when this unfortunate poor boy was trying to protect whatever was in that sealed letter.
I'll crack it open, see what's inside, give it a read.
The letter is very short. It has a time and date.
Is it today's time and date?
No, it says 5:35 a.m.
Ooh, that's early or late.
And a week from now. So the morning of the celebration beginning. The unification day, if you will. Not unification day. Something better.
That is ominous.
Joining day.
Gentrification.
No, joining day.
Joining day.
Morning of joining
no, day. Well, I suppose then this map must be the location. Does that make sense?
I mean, of course it makes sense, yes. I mean, obviously okay. They're going to go here at 5:30. You're correct.
I'd like to... is light the one where I can cast it on something, or do I just make a light?
You make a light.
Okay.
You cast it on something. Yeah.
I'll cast it on my walking stick, and I want to like start scanning around for like hoof prints. I want to see where this fight took place.
All right. You start tracking backwards from where the horse came from. Felic, as you pass all the evidence around, Felic takes it as well in turn. When he's looking at the handkerchief, he does some of this, like looking at it at the front, then like turning around and looking at the back, considering the front, the back again, and then he mutters something to himself. Oh, it's all gnomish to me.
Can I like get the handkerchief, maybe like start folding it and like seeing if it kind of, depending where you fold it, it might make a better map.
It's a clever idea.
Like, oh, what if I did this? Maybe did this.
What if you folded it like where you'd fold a hanky, like get any extra business?
You imagine if you had a light to cast from behind, you might be able to tell better.
I'm like, oh, old man, can you just
I'll just swing my walking stick around to
behind me.
When the light shines through the handkerchief, when you fold the handkerchief in half, the squiggly lines match up together and form a coastline and like the vague outline of what a city would look like on a map.
Do I know where this city might be? Do I recognize that coastline?
Yeah, that's Blue Beach. There's an arrow pointing at a specific location as well.
And is that...
On like the shore.
Is it a town or is it like just a
it's
random...
It's Blue Beach and then an arrow pointing to a place like sort of down south along from Blue Beach.
Right, I think... And I just pocket that hanky. I'm like, right, I think...
Oh, there might also be like a scale. So it would say maybe a couple of miles outside of Blue Beach.
Well, I think I know where he was heading. Okay.
Is there like a border tower, that kind of thing around
No,
us?
There was no need. Kandor and Blue Beach are basically the same thing.
So do we think that's where he was heading?
Oh, almost definitely. I would,
Does that seem like the direction he was, like...
There's no way to tell. Like, he was riding towards Blue Beach, the city.
Yeah.
Maybe we should take this to the town of Blue Beach and maybe approach some of the town guard in there.
I was thinking this is something we need to get to their attention immediately. But after a sleep, it's late.
It is quite late. You know what I'm going to do? Well, I'm just going to go inside the tavern and I'm going to see if we can maybe procure a wagon so that, you know, you could rest your weary bones while we make some quick headway. Because if whatever attack that poor gentleman in the tavern is still out there, I think they're not too far behind.
Felic hoists his pants again and says, well, are we going to still look for the place where the scuffle took place?
It's probably a good idea to try and find it. Find out who we're up against exactly.
All right. Bit risky, but all right, let's do this then.
I'll begin scurrying.
How about, old man, why don't you take the horse and we'll just lead you, you know?
All right.
I'll clamber onto the horse.
All right.
It's my job to do as you want. Not really. Like, I'm just going to make sure you're not killed.
Thank you. You're good. You're good to me. You're good to me. My boy and girl, I guess.
What is that really? Just good friends of the town.
She's paying me.
Yes.
She's paying you. I'm just your friend, I think.
Yes, paying. He'll get his money at the end.
He's in it for the money and the song.
Yes, the story.
You track backwards until you see not just one set of footprints or the horse's footprints in the dust, but like a lot of footprints. Mm. Something happened past the bridge. It's not very far past the bridge, but enough that a fight could have happened and it wouldn't have been heard by the tavern.
Right.
There are many footprints here. It looks like, roughly, old man, you, with your practiced eyes, can tell that it looks like the rider was coming along. Then two more riders came out from either side of the bushes, accosted them, and while that was happening, several more people on foot came out, and then there was a big scuffle.
So like an ambush, basically.
Yeah, an ambush. Mm. There's moreover than just signs of a struggle. There's blood on the floor, and it looks like some drag marks. So perhaps the rider killed one of his assailants.
And they took the body.
And yeah, they took the body away.
An ambush of some variety.
So an ambush, and so where's the drag marks going towards?
They go off the road.
Should we...
ominous.
Should we just... Everyone, be very ready if anything jumps out at us, and prepare yourselves. Maybe we should just... do you want to follow these tracks, what I'm asking?
A little look through the bushes, you know, couldn't hurt, I would say.
Felek, hoisting a lantern that he has and his axe in the other hand, says,
Well, let's get going then.
He is not able to finish his sentence when an arrow with black fletching strikes him right between the eyes. Felek drops his axe, drops his lantern, and collapses forward.
Felek is no more.
Dear me.
Can I go to initiative?
Oh, dear.
I was going to...
Thought you had a companion for the adventure?
Yeah.
No.
I was like, oh, well, Felek seems like some kind of, like, fighter, so he can be up front.
Also, I like his name kind of sound like Felek, and that was good for me.
Adam, is there a theme this time?
The theme is loss, as per usual.
Dang.
Got us good.
But I do hope every NPC is named genitally in some capacity. Have they been so far? No, Pierre.
Penis.
Pierre is French for penis.
Oh, Pierre is like penis and derriere together at last.
That's true.
Together at
last. Match made in heaven.
And then what was the other guy's name? He was very kickable.
Oh, Buntalo and Can-Can?
Can-Can.
Old Mam.
Yep.
Old Mam and Noddy, may you please have a rock, paper, scissors?
Paper, scissors, rock. A paper, scissors, rock. Gotcha.
I was a fool. I made a paper. Dumb decision and now I've died. Gotcha. My character's dead now.
That was Adam making his decision. Who dies? Who lives? It's all his
Jack,
choice.
It's your game.
Oh, no. I'm 80-something.
But I feel like you can't die.
I feel like if I die, if I die from anything other than old age, it's not really fair.
Can you imagine just like, okay, and you've gone to sleep and you wake up, except for old man, Jack, you see black.
You died in the night. Sorry.
Pietra?
You were old.
Petra.
Mm-hmm.
Petra. What armor do you wear?
What?
It might say somewhere. Oh, no, you don't wear armor. You're a monk. That's right.
Yes.
An arrow streaks out of the darkness towards you.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to knock it aside at the last moment, but it was a near thing.
Yeah.
All three of you do not know where your assailant is, and you feel like perhaps if you choose to fight, you'll be fighting at a severe disadvantage.
Mm.
You have no idea how many there even are.
My suggestion, Sir Leggett.
Petra, it's your turn.
May I suggest that we make a quick vamoose and exit this particular place?
I agree, but I'm already leaving. I've grabbed old man by the old man's.
I'll have grabbed Felek and maybe I'll spend a key point of Step of the Wind and get the fuck out of there.
So between the horse that you guys have brought with you.
Oh, can I cast Magic Missile?
No, you can't. Okay. You need to see your enemy.
Cool. I thought that might be a way of seeking him out. But...
Magic missile. Don't like that one. Brings back some memories.
Oh, wait. Magic missile of the darkness. We did it, guys. We did it.
What?
It's a classic D&D gag. I magic missile at the darkness. People are clapping along at home, I guarantee.
I just want to explain the expressions of the three players in the room.
Blank.
Of just blank, kind of slack-jawed, and a little bit of confusion. What, Adam?
We did it, people. We did it. Magic missile at the darkness. We're done. We can go home
That's
now.
That's game.
Game.
No, what's happening?
It's a classic D&D gag. Don't worry. I'll explain it to you when you're older. So, between the horse that you've brought and your ability, your Step of the Wind ability,
mm-hmm.
you're just too fast either for the assailant or the assailant just gives up.
Okay.
Right.
But yeah, you're back over the bridge. You've dragged Felek's body with you. And perhaps you seek the shelter of the tavern.
Yeah,
We go to the tavern holding Felek in
our arms. We take Felek up to our room and I'd like to give him...
The tavern is basically empty when you enter, except for Pierre, who's still behind the counter. He looks worriedly at you guys, but then when he sees Felek's body, he's just shocked. What happened?
Oh, there's some definitely there's some like nasty parties up that way.
He comes out from behind the bar.
Old ma'am, is he definitely?
Let phallic? Me give him a going over.
Can you look at Phallic? Did you know if Phallic came with anybody? Was he with a traveling companion?
Phallic's dead. Beyond that, you can tell the arrow's poisoned again.
Mm. Yeah. Did he come with a traveling companion?
No, Phallic was on his own.
Mm, that's disappointing.
Is there a way to tell if Pierre's at all suspicious that we keep leaving and coming back with dead bodies as the only witnesses? Is that that a problem?
Technically, you are the one who keeps coming back with dead people. This is their first one.
Your second.
I keep my damn mouth shut. I start to serenade the body while you guys are chatting.
The first body that you guys brought in is kind of laid out on a table. There's a cloth. Oh, Pierre has laid him out on a table and draped a cloth on him. Pierre pushes two tables together. Please get Felic on the table as well.
We'll put him on the table as well.
He drapes a cloth over him as well. This will have to do until I can get them into the basement, somewhere a little bit more private for them.
No, fair enough. Also, if he had Felic had any personal effects, maybe you could try and find where he came from and send a letter home to them.
I would do that, yes.
Because, you know, that's just a shame. Just a shame.
So, it's a beautiful, beautiful song there. Not a boy. It's a beautiful song. It's very touching. But,
whoever maybe... did this, did they follow you back here?
Well, that was what I was going to say. Well, perhaps one of you two should stay up the night and take it in shifts and just to make sure that nobody comes to the tavern.
Of course.
Well, I don't think I can sleep tonight. I've seen too much.
I am bushed. Okay.
Just like passing out the table. I'm bushed.
So I'm going to go to bed.
All right. As you're going up to bed, Pierre... Are you two still downstairs?
Yes.
Yes.
Pierre addresses you.
I go full military mode now.
I do not wish to impose upon you, but if I were to send for a member of the town guard or someone like that, it could take quite a while for them to get here. Mm-hmm. I do not ask you to risk your lives or anything like that, but if you could at least take the message, well, not just the way, but perhaps to the authorities and let them know what has transpired here.
Of course, we will of course do that. And just remember, you be careful, okay?
Much appreciated.
Anyone who's like shifty looking, maybe with some arrows that are black and poisoned, don't let him in the bar, okay?
I will sing of this night to all I encounter.
What did you find in your investigation before this terrible thing happened?
Well, I'm pretty sure that this unfortunate man that we don't know whose name was on his way to Blue Beach.
Did you find any personal effects on him?
Unfortunately, no. I'll have another quick look to see if there's any like identification on him, so maybe we can find out who he was. Other than that,
the signia. Not a
boy? He had some basic traveling supplies, the kerchief and the letter.
Yes, not a boy. Are you very good at art? Can you draw a portrait of the man, perhaps? And when we go to Blue Beach, you can maybe give like a description of the deceased.
I've already finished the painting by the time you've finished your sentence.
Do you show Pierre the letter?
No.
All right. Okay.
That's not Pierre's business.
Do I want to show Pierre the letter? I'm a bit now, you know, like, oh, this could be...
The walls have ears, enemies everywhere.
Bit of a conspiracy here. But, you know, I'm very polite and respectful. Oh, I don't really lie, do I? No, I probably do show him the letter.
When Pierre looks at the letter, he, like, an expression crosses his face, which is maybe hard to read.
Or maybe real easy to read. Time will tell.
Jack, like, and you get a one, Zammit.
Fuck you.
It's a significant expression, like a dark look passes over his face. And he says, I do not know what the letter and this... or do you explain that the kerchief is a map?
I'm pretty sure this kerchief is a map, and I'm not quite sure what this insignia means.
What the letter and the map could mean, mm-hmm. but I know this insignia. The insignia is of House Flua.
House Flower?
Flua.
Flua. Okay.
It is one of the, more important lordships.
So one of the royals, you reckon?
Yes, distant relation of the queen.
Mm. Probably should have asked this question before I divulge information, but do I trust Pierre?
You have no reason not to, I suppose. Right, Pierre's been like a perfectly pleasant person until now.
Up until now.
I mean, like, you know, twist. No one knows what the future holds. That's why you asked, isn't it?
That's true, I did. I'll divulge all the information that I know to Pierre, because I think he's a very trustworthy man, and he gave me a free drink, and that's good in my books.
He's good people.
He is. All right, so I think what's going to happen is maybe there's a meeting that's going to take place, yes.
If light reveals something about the map, perhaps light reveals something about the letter as well.
That is not a bad idea, Pierre. All right, quickly.
Pierre brings out a candle.
Get a candle there. Oh, let's just put that letter to the light. Oh, not too close. Careful, 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 everybody.
Gotcha, you idiots!
Fell into my trap.
Papers, flammable. Oh.
In this world? No.
Oh, man.
Used as insulation in this world.
Anna.
Put some paper underneath your thatch roof so that your house doesn't burn down. When you hold the paper over the light, a invisible ink style, extra words appear.
It's like, thank you, Pierre, for helping us out on this quest that we had no idea. I think we'd have just forgotten and skipped this clue. So thank you very
much. This particular step.
The words, or like an extra part of the message, reveals itself. Your friend, as always, the Conspiracy of Blue.
Conspiracy of Blue.
Now, I think here that there's maybe a group of contingents of people here that maybe are from the House Fleur who don't want the lovely nation of Blue Beach to join the OK nation of Candor.
There is not a lot of evidence here to support that, so.
True, I am jumping.
All you have is a vague letter, a sewn handkerchief, and the seal of the house, which, I mean, someone could have forged it.
Of course.
And a dream.
I know I am just jumping to conclusions. I know that. But that is my current theory on what's going on here right now.
The only thing I think we know about what is going on here is that it is perhaps, what is the expression, above our pay grade.
Yes.
It's awful suspicious, Pierre, but that's fine. I'm in bed.
You are in bed.
I'm tucked up.
An assassin slits your throat.
Classic Jackson.
Dear.
Anyway, Pierre, do you perhaps know a like a wagon or horse that we can get so we can travel during the night?
I can, a wagon?
Something so, you know, old man can rest.
I could arrange a couple of horses. A wagon might be a bit beyond, but I would try.
Well, if you could do that, that'd be lovely.
We do have a spare horse outside. He doesn't really.
Well, I was assuming that was going to be one of your horses, frankly.
It's a good assumption.
Good thinking, Pierre.
Unless you want me to have the horse, in which case I bequeath it back to you.
Thought you were going to suggest that you would be the horse, Pierre.
I have a pantomime horse suit. I will get on just for the occasion. I will get my brother.
I only have half of the pantomime horse. So unfortunately, I cannot give you a ride. Unless you have the front half of a pantomime horse.
Why weren't you the front half?
Check out my inventory. No, I don't have one. I'm so sorry.
You'd have to walk.
I'm not going to lie. Really, all I have is brown pants and the ability to make a tail.
Really good at bending, and I can make a noise with my mouth.
I have a coconut.
Classic times.
We laugh over two dead bodies. So you reckon you can't get like a wagon for tonight? Because otherwise,
I do not know. I could try, but look, I cannot guarantee.
If you can, that'd be amazing. Me and Not a Boy here, we're going to take in shifts to make sure that nothing happens to this particular establishment. And we'll just maybe if we don't find a wagon, we'll probably sleep through the night, or at least take it in turns too. Then we'll probably leave first thing in the morning.
We're taking night shifts to see who's not shifty.
This is very much appreciated. The doors to the tavern burst open, and a man walks in.
Is he shifty? Does he have black arrows in his quiver?
As a matter of fact, yes, he does.
The man is
wearing armor. He's got like a set of, not full plate armor, but like heavy metal, heavy steel armor. It's emblazoned on the front with the official crest of the Queen of Blue Beach, so that fish jumping over the sunset.
Mm, right.
He has a sword at his side. There's a bit of blood splashed on the front of his armor. He has a bow and a quiver. The quiver is full of black fletched arrows. He doesn't really actually approach. He probably just steps in immediately and then says, hello.
Hello there.
Is he military?
He's quite obviously military, yeah. A soldier.
Probably would have outranked me, yes, as I was a scout.
There's no, like, insignia for rank on him,
But he has the air of an officer about him.
I want to, like, you know, do the officer salute.
His hand is gently resting on his sword hilt. What are his intentions? Find out next time on The Last Queen of Blue Beach, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.